The presidential candidacy of Howard Dean is prompting considerable tension inside the Democratic Party. Though not a single vote has been cast, Dean has become the leader in the race for campaign money, activist support, and media attention by saying he's pulling Democrats back to their roots. In recent days, he mocked what he called the Republican wing of the Democratic Party, Democrats who press more centrist policies. That's causing dismay among centrist Democrats who once sponsored the political rise of Bill Clinton. The former president is part of an influential group of politicians known as the Democratic Leadership Council. Al Fromm is the founder of that council, and he has taken our call on this holiday weekend to discuss the future of his party. Hi, Mr. Fromm.
How are you?
Doing fine, thanks. Now, Howard Dean is critical of you, I know, and you've been quite critical of him. So what's wrong with Howard Dean as a presidential candidate?
First of all, we don't have anything personally wrong with Howard Dean, but I was taken aback over the last 2 weeks when first he called the Clinton administration sort of damage control, and then he took a swipe at the DLC, calling it the Republican wing of the Democratic Party. He somehow thought that the President Clinton's politics were compromising too much with the Republicans.
The idea of damage control being simply that it was trying to limit the damage that
Republicans would do to the country. I mean, what I want to know is, what doesn't Howard Dean like about the kind of policies and ideas that we put forth in the Clinton administration? Was it that we created 22.5 million new jobs? Was it that we reduced poverty at a very fast rate? I mean, what I think we did is, and what we tried to do in the DLC and the New Democrat Movement, is modernize progressive politics so it works in the 21st century.
The two things that I think the average voter probably knows at this point about Howard Dean are that he is against President Bush's tax cuts. He wants to roll them back entirely, and that he thinks the war in Iraq was a big mistake. Do you differ with him on either of those points?
Well, we supported the war in Iraq, but the real question, it seems to me right now, is that we are in Iraq, and it probably doesn't serve any productive purpose to argue whether we should have been there or not. I think the Democrats have a lot to say about how we can be more successful than, under Democratic leadership than under George Bush. And so I think that's what the debate ought to be on now. In terms of the tax cuts, we believe that we ought to repeal the tax cuts that went to the wealthy, but we ought not to necessarily repeal the tax cuts that helped the middle class. I mean, if you ask me, the worst thing about George Bush as president is that with his tax policies, he's undermined the ethic that built the great middle class in America. But look, I don't think the way to beat George Bush, the way to put this country on the right course, is just to be mad at George Bush. What I'm waiting for one candidate to do, and frankly, I'm still waiting for this, is to outline a vision for the country that makes that I think is compelling and that can help convince ordinary Americans who don't think about politics every day that we need to change presidents. When we have a candidate who does that, I hope he'll be our nominee, and I hope he'll win.
Is Howard Dean unelectable?
Howard Dean is not unelectable. Right now, he has run a very good campaign, but he's run his campaign basically by tapping anger against George Bush and by playing to the anti-war sentiment, which is considerable in the Democratic Party. The problem is, in presidential politics, to win, you also have to win a large number of swing voters. Doesn't matter whether you're Republican or Democrat. You know, 30% of the people identify with each party. That means there are an awful lot of people in the middle that have to be convinced, and you win those by persuasion, not just by tapping their anger.
Well, now, Howard Dean has been talking, as you know, about reaching out to people who are not normally voting Democratic, at least not recently. He said, look, I'm a fiscal conservative, I'm pro-gun, and I'm trying to reach out to people in the South. What's wrong with that part of his message?
Well, I think if he does that in a way that really does reach out to him, I think that's the right thing. But one of the things he's going to have to do is face up and talk about social issues and cultural issues in the South.
Should Democrats change their position on gay rights in order to win over conservative voters?
You know, I never believe that on issues of cultural values or moral values, we ought to change your position. the important thing on issues like abortion and gay rights and guns and the role of government, which is the sleeper cultural issue, incidentally, is to talk about it in a way that doesn't automatically off-put everybody who disagrees with you.
Al Fromm, do you see much evidence of Democratic establishment figures trying to stop Howard Dean?
I don't think so yet. Maybe that'll happen. But, you know, one of the interesting things is I'm trying to figure out who the Democratic establishment is. When we helped put forth the Clinton candidacy in 1992, we were the insurgents. If you ask me, we've always been the insurgents. I don't really see a Democratic establishment that can press a button and decide who the nominee is. The Republicans have a much more centralized power structure, in a sense. That's, you know, we are the we're the Democratic Party. We're the party of the people, and the people who nominate in our party are the voters. You know, that's why it's important to see what happens as the votes are actually counted. You know, I think it's dangerous to make a prediction before voters have cast even a single ballot. You know, George Bush and Bill Clinton have one thing in common. They may have other things in common, but one thing they have in common is they both lost the New Hampshire primary.
Al Fromm is a founder of the Democratic Leadership Council, a centrist Democratic organization. Mr. Fromm, thanks.
Thank you.